Joe Biden resurrects old lies, dog whistles to smear Breitbart News. By Charlie Spiering on May 29, 2019. On the heels of Breitbart News recently publishing a series of damaging stories about him, former Vice President Joe Biden resurrected a fake smear of Breitbart News on Tuesday, accusing the website of legitimizing acts of violence by racists and white supremacists. Now the Breitbarts, the hard-right and the rest of these folks out there, they're legitimizing by their actions the kinds of things that are happening, Biden said. You saw what happened in the synagogue, anyway I won't go into it all. But the bottom line is this, I think the worst thing that happened to the United States of America of late is this division. Villainizing and talking down other people. Biden attacked Breitbart News after he spoke to the American Federation of Teachers Union in Houston, Texas, about the protests in Charlottesville, recent synagogue shootings, and the rise in hate crimes. Our children are listening, they're listening, not a joke, not a joke, Biden said. Hate crimes are way up, we've empowered people coming out from under rocks that have never existed before. Breitbart News is a proudly pro-Jewish, pro-Israel website that fights, exposes, and condemns white supremacy and anti-Semitism. An author of a Harvard-MIT study on Breitbart News concluded that Breitbart is not the alt-right, a conclusion highlighted in a New York Times profile of the website in 2017. Breitbart has also earned respect from prominent Jews in the United States, including no less than former Democratic senator and himself one-time presidential candidate, Joe Lieberman. I know the positive pro-Israel record, pro-Semitic record, if you can call it that. Certainly fair record of Breitbart when it comes to Israel and Jews. And I appreciate it, and I think the majority of people appreciate it as well. Lieberman said in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News Daily on Sirius/XM Patriot Channel 125. Rabbi Shmuley Bodich praised the work of Breitbart News in an interview. I want to acknowledge that Breitbart has been a phenomenal, dependable, and stalwart friend of the Jewish people and Israel from its inception. It's only friends who stand up for decency that can stop hatred of America and of Jews, and Breitbart has been a singular ally of Israel and the Jewish people, consistently, he said. Biden attacked Breitbart News after the website published a series of damaging stories offering readers unprecedented scrutiny of the former vice president and members of his family. Breitbart News also featured several investigations by Breitbart's senior contributor Peter Schweitzer scrutinizing Biden's son Hunter for cashing on his father's influence in his best-selling book Secret Empires. Hunter Biden traveled with his father to Beijing in 2013, after which he received a $1.5 billion investment in his private equity firm from the state-owned Bank of China. As vice president, Joe Biden threatened to withhold $1 billion in loan guarantees for Ukraine if officials did not fire the country's top prosecutor, who was pursuing a corruption investigation of an energy company while his son Hunter was serving on the board. Other political figures and organizations have falsely tried to smear Breitbart News for inspiring white nationalist attacks on Jewish synagogues. BuzzFeed News on Monday retracted a statement on Twitter after claiming that a man who vandalized a synagogue was radicalized by reading websites like Breitbart News.